Now, when Lewis first arrived at Oxford as an undergraduate, that cocky, still atheist Lewis shared this prejudice. He had his own chronological snobbery. He looked down on the Middle Ages. And you know what? It was Owen Barfield, one of the ones that shared Christianity with him. Owen Barfield was one of the ones who helped break Lewis of his chronological snobbery. He got him thinking about modernist assumptions. And as Lewis's faith grew, his Christian faith grew, and slowly Lewis sort of extricated himself from what I call the 20th century mantra. You know what that is? Newer is better. We believe that even more now than in Lewis's day. Well, Lewis broke away from that mantra, newer is better, and as his Christian faith increased, what happened is that Lewis came to learn something or to see something. He saw that although progress is the rule for evolution, technology, and consumerism, things like that, neither literature, nor culture, nor religion can be so measured. Those things are not progressive. They don't necessarily get better and better. And Lewis realized this as he grew intellectually and also spiritually. Let me give you an example. The discarded image, as I told you, explains for us the medieval model of the cosmos. You remember the geocentric universe with the Earth at the center and all the planets in perfect circles going all the way out to the prima mobile and finally to God, who is the unmoved mover. I wish I had two lectures to go over that. But in the discarded image, he just, in beautiful language, just opens it up for us, just makes it come alive, the medieval model. Now, after doing that, and after he gets to our modern world, Lewis cautions us not to jump to the conclusion that our modern cosmic model is all true and theirs all false. Because after we read it, we want to get quaint and say, oh, how wonderful they believe that. Of course, they were all wrong, but it's pretty. But we now know what the universe is made of and how it's organized, etc., etc., etc. Now, Lewis does admit, we cannot go back to the old model. I mean, science has disproven, for instance, they believed that the planets moved in perfect circles. We now know they move elliptically. I mean, there are certain scientific advances that will not allow us to go back whole hog to the medieval model. And Lewis is okay with that. But what Lewis wants us to realize is that just because we can't go back, that does not validate any smug self-assurance that this time we got it right. After all, Lewis says, our modern cosmological model is just that. It's a model. And it's a model that at any moment can be wiped away. Einstein wiped away a lot of our old theories about the universe and physics and whatnot. And any day, a new discovery can come and throw out the whole old model. It's just a model. We laugh at the medievals because they believed in influence. They believed that the planets moved out of love for God, a sort of influence, like migrating birds. Well, Lewis says, okay, I'll accept that as a metaphor, but what about us? We speak of the laws of nature as if a rock were a citizen that has to obey the law and fall down. That's a metaphor too. We're still thinking in metaphors. And what's to say ours is all right and theirs is all wrong? In fact, in some ways, calling a rock a citizen is much sillier than calling a planet a bird, as Lewis says. You see, when it comes to models, Lewis argues, we often find what we're looking for. Just so, in court, the lawyer's questions often determine the shape of the testimony. The lawyer can ask all true questions and elicit all true answers, but depending on what questions he asks and in what order, he's going to get a totally different testimony. That's what a good lawyer does. Well, that's what we're doing. We find what we're looking for. Both we and the medievals, Lewis said, sought to save the appearances. A phrase, by the way, he got from Owen Barfield. What he meant by that is that all of us, all human beings throughout time, have sought to fashion a model that would explain the nature of the observed universe. We want to make everything make sense. What we see, we want to make it make sense. Well, Lewis said, okay, maybe the medievals were guilty of shaping their model in accordance with their love for pageantry and for hierarchy. They believed in a hierarchical world, and they made their universe very hierarchical. He admits that. But what we moderns often don't admit, is that we shape our idea along legal, democratic lines. We have our own prejudices. And we make the universe look like the kind of universe we don't like hierarchy, so we threw hierarchy out of the universe and put democracy and laws in there instead. Again, very often we find what we're looking for. Or another way, we make the universe over in our image. All right. Let us move on now and look at a few additional examples of this chronological snobbery I've been talking about.